I am Mark Ward, and this is The Pill. My father is dying. There's a lot of anxiety around the thought of it happening, the fact that it is happening, and the anticipation of the anxiety around the probate, around the will, around the sibling issues that will accompany it. So much anxiety, lots of anxiety. I don't want him to go. And you know, I don't know why, really. He is suffering. I don't want him to suffer. He has no apparent quality of life. He has vascular dementia and has a life that appears absent of any joy. Now, I can only assume what is going on in there, in that scrambled world in his head, but I can, you know, I can see his expressions, his interactions, his demeanor, so why am I resistant to let him go? Well, at some level, it has to be selfishness, right? Albeit arguably understandable, it's not about me. It is not about me. It's not about me. It is his life. My mom has been gone for just under a year. That anniversary is coming up. So at some level, I was expecting his departure as well. The reality of it, that's something completely different. The nursing home called to tell me that he was unresponsive, that he was not eating, that he was unable to take his medication, and that he was throwing up what they call black coffee nemesis, I think, which apparently is a sign that he is on his way out. So now, every time the phone rings, my stomach clenches and my heart drops. Is this the call? Is this the call? Is he gone? Is this it? He's in another state, many, many miles away, in a nursing home. He was a very difficult man at times. I suppose that we all are, right? I will say that he, like many men of his generation, many fathers of his generation, he was really difficult. Was he a good father? Now, we all have different definitions of what that is and what that looks like, but no, he was not a good father. He was an even worse husband. He cheated on my mother over and over and over again, and he was occasionally a bit violent with her. Their fights were epic. And as a father, he was barely present. Like many fathers of his generation, his love was demonstrated by a roof over our heads and food on the table, clothes on our backs. Always. We never needed anything. It's not that he didn't care. I think that he cared. It's that he was inept. Like so many, he did not know. You don't know what you don't know, and some do not have the awareness, motivation, and inspiration to learn how. And I think that it's safe to say that no one's parents sit down and think, how will I fuck up my children's lives? Well, you know, hell is often paved with good intentions. He had remorse in his later years, and he was able to express it in a very awkward way, and even then, it was more about him and his guilt than it was about the damage that he had actually done. And in my mind, honestly, it was just a little too late. And I did not turn out all bad, and much of the good, a lot of the good, was a result of those often horrific experiences at home. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they all serve a purpose and will serve us if we allow it to do so. I am here because of him, and in some ways, in spite of him. I am grateful. His love was limited, not due to his unwillingness, I don't think, but due to his lack of knowledge, his lack of ability. He did not know. And in order to know, you know, one has to admit that they don't know, which, you know, for many men is a bridge too far in humility, an embarrassment to manhood, right? Shouldn't you know? Why anyone would think that they should escapes me, but you know, there it is. I've said it before. I'm quite sure that I am not the son that he wanted. He made that evident. The day that I truly freed myself was when I was able to acknowledge that, guess what? He was not the father that I wanted either. But if you are willing, you love through it. You create the boundaries and you process with, you know, different bins for different actions. You separate the behaviors from you as the victim of those behaviors, realizing that even though it hurt, and that should not be ignored, it was never really about you. It was never really about me. It was not about me. And you know, we are alike in many ways, in some ways that I pretend to refuse to acknowledge. Because, you know, if I'm going to be like him, let it be in the best possible ways. Let me absorb all of his best qualities, which he has quite a few. Unfortunately, I also have his patience. I also have his temper. The truly toxic part of his nature will pass with him. I will not reproduce. I'm not going to have children. I will not risk the propensity for a repeat performance. My childhood was hard. I will not enable the possibility for a revival of that anguished story. The propensity is simply too great, so no. When he makes his transition, I am no longer a son of anyone. I'm simply a man, tragic, flawed, and in essence, alone. My parents will both be on the other side, leaving me here to clean up the mess that is often my life. It is the way that it is supposed to be. It is normal. It is expected. And it feels sad. When I saw him last, I kissed him on the head and told him that I loved him, that I was leaving. And he told me that he loved me too, even though he was often a firecracker. Yes, Dad, you were often a firecracker. And when that moment arrives, whenever it arrives, Dad, may you rest in peace. Because when you go, I know that some of me goes as well.